Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. We are having our last show ever, but also following the Seahawks-Rams game. And I'm trying to figure out how that two-point conversion counted. So what they're saying is Sam Darnold threw a backwards pass that was deflected by a Ram, and then it went forward, and Charbonnet just went to pick it up in the end zone, not knowing that the play was still live, and then they gave him the 2 points. So all of a sudden, we have a 30-30 ball game in Seattle with 5:34 to go in the fourth quarter. So yeah, it's our last show ever. But we're watching a football game. We're still a sports show. It's not going to be all woe is us. A good portion of it will be, but that's fine. Let's get to Austin in Milwaukee. Austin, what's happening, my man?
Bart Winkler. Oh, Carlos with a K. Hey, I just want to say it's a real bummer that the show's coming to an end. You guys really do make a difference in people's lives. You become a part of it every day. You know, we listen to you for 4 hours, but I don't want to end on the sappy stuff. So I just want to say my three favorite Bart Winkler show takes that I want to give out there. And I'm going to give Carlos with a K credit on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Damn straight.
Nothing that nailed I could have said top that. Nothing.
Oh, well, wait, hang on now. These are my three favorite. Doesn't mean they top it.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. AI being the death of us all.
Dude, it's getting bad.
Yeah. Love that one. Number two, a certain pitcher for a certain team in L.A., you know, having a certain perhaps interpreter taking a fall for him. And
oh, yeah, I'll just say right now, I think Shohei gambled. Shohei gambled. No, I think he
did it.
Yeah, I think he did it.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
And then number one, Kirk Herbstreit's dog does not need to be jet-setting around the country.
Kirk Herbstreit was so likable 10 years ago, and he's just been on a mission to destroy all the goodwill he ever had. And everybody that he's ever like been supportive of, now he's turned on. He was a Big Ten guy. His kid, he went to Ohio State, and all of a sudden, he's like more pro-Alabama than Nick Saban is. I don't get it. And then that dog. Oh, yeah. And it's not even, okay, my dog's dying. It's very sad. I'm on the road. Okay, bring your dying dog with you. Fine. He died. I got a new dog, and now he's putting on the headset. And okay, Kirk, gee whiz. Man, I don't even know where I'm going to be getting my next pay stub. And this idiot's got two jobs that his dog gets probably a check for, too. Get out of here.
The best take I've ever heard. And I'm just glad that somebody else saw it, too, because there was no need for it.
Well, then people are like, oh, you hate dogs. I don't hate dogs. I don't even hate
Kirk Herbstreit's
dog. I hate Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, so glad. But, hey, man, anyway, I just wanted to call in, you know, on the last show. I'll be there Saturday night on Into the Winklerverse podcast. You can catch
live
post-game
Packers-Bears. Yep. YouTube.
Yep. I'll be there.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you then.
I'll be listening. All right. Bye, guys.
Austin in Milwaukee. I don't have the Bartometer. I sent it back to New York City, or I sent it to New York City because I thought I'd never need it again. Carlos, it's in your possession.
Indeed it is. All right. And now Bartometer hasn't been activated in quite some time. So
yeah, once we got to the end here, I just stopped. I kind of stopped doing it.
Yeah, there was no reason to feed it anymore. Artificial intelligence, when AI is going to come and enslave us all. With that being said, I did get to finally read the instructions. I've figured it out. I think I know how to turn on the Bartometer. As you can see, it's slowly starting to activate. So, for the very last time, and the very first time me actually overseeing the Bartometer and helping me with the list, here is the Bartometer.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
All right, the Bartometer has been instructed to help me. So it's not completely the Bartometer's list. I've had some input, but it has been instructed to help me. The top 8 collection of drops provided by callers.
Wow.
So I wanted to, you know, get this artificial intelligence it put on ranking these caller drops, because I think a lot of what puts this show together is honestly the callers. We don't get to do this. We don't get the great send off without everybody that's listening. And this is not me kissing strangers' ass, because I haven't met any of you. This is just the reality. We don't have a job if people don't listen. And sometimes we don't have a job even when people listen. It's very weird business. So the only...
Yeah, we have a very successful show that a lot of people love. And that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, you have to be famous, not successful. But so the only prerequisite I gave to the Bartometer was like, listen, it can't just be a caller gave us a quality drop for one time. No one-offs. They have to have a minimum of 2 in order to qualify for the Bartometer's list. And we do have an honorable mention, because we had some great callers that provided some great drops. So our honorable mention is Brandon in Chicago, who provided these 2 gems.
These little guys can get through the small holes.
Who's J.J. Stokes?
Who's J.J. Stokes is one of the funniest things on the planet to me. Now, I never had the opportunity to use it in a drop, which is why the Bartometer took it into consideration and left it at 9/honorable mention. But Brandon has always been a quality caller and wanted to show him a little bit of love. Sorry you did not make the Bartometer's list, but at least we got you out there. So, Bartometer, if you can follow my direction for the very first time in your existence, let's get to the number 8 caller. And the very first collection of drops is going to be Lou from Rochester, New York. Lou is a very lively fellow. He does know his ball, I will say that. But it sounds sometimes he sounds like he puts on his best Barry in Boston impersonation. So here is Lou's collection of drops. That's literally him just trying to figure his thoughts of what he wants to say next. And then, for whatever reason, he could never get Brian Daboll's name right. This is how he kept calling the former coach of the Giants.
The Bowl.
Brian Daboll. And the following 2 gems are also Lou in Rochester.
Yeah, he sucks.
Why?
So, Lou, number 8 on the Bartometer.
I like this because sometimes I'm not sure who, and then I also like this because you're doing the work and I'm just watching the game.
Oh, yeah. Now this. Just let me know if Jackson Smith and Jigba scores. All right, Bartometer, number 7, please. Now, I believe we've only heard from this caller twice, if memory serves. But what an impact one of his calls made. And this is Dave in Calgary, Canada. Now, Dave one time had a very emotional call with us. I don't exactly remember what prompted it, but he gave the following 2 gems. One you hear on the open that we play at the top of the hour, and that's this.
Carlos is a flower.
The funniest thing on the planet, but I wasn't the only flower. He basically went on to say this as well.
You're a flower.
Because he was talking to Bart.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And then he actually also said everyone's a flower, but I didn't clip that for whatever reason. So Dave in Calgary, congratulations. Very short window in terms of calls, but what a memorable impact that he made to the point that it made the open. All right, number 6. Billy Ray in Oceanside, California.
Six?
I am shocked. To be honest, I thought he would be higher on the list. But the Bartometer had some other factors that it wanted me to keep into consideration. And again, we are kind of co-doing this list together, me and the Bartometer. The Bartometer is an actual device that Bart has shipped over here. Lots of freight charges. Thank God I'm not footing the bill on that. But Billy Ray from Oceanside, California, number six on the Bartometer's list, provided the following cuts for us.
How we doing, Wonder Bread?
He is the whitest man I know.
Billy Ray know how to use a gun?
Billy Ray know how to use a gun. It might be one of the funniest things I've ever used on the planet. Billy Ray, this is a tough list to beat. So you know, if you're at six, you must have some heavy hitters ahead of you. So let's find out who's at number five. Now, my memory does serve me. We've actually only spoke to this person one time. Just once. And this was several months ago. But Teresa in Alabama had two of the funniest drops I'd ever played in my life. One I used to use a lot. The other one I used sparingly. But I believe we were talking about the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. So when we brought up Tomlin specifically, she said,
I like him.
And then we brought up somebody else. I don't know if it was Aaron Rodgers, but then she provided this with a different tone.
I think they suck.
So that's Teresa in Alabama, a one-and-done caller, but two drops out of that one call. So Teresa at number five cracks the Bartometer. At number four. A surprise new addition to our caller lineup. I wish this person would have called in a little bit earlier because, again, only a handful of calls, but drops galore. Now, we have two drops that we're going to single out from this caller, and that's Norma in Iowa. Norma, who called in just yesterday to talk about her Seahawks. Her fandom's a little bit all over the place. I believe she was also a Mariners fan as well. But she provided two just drop-dead funny drops for me, and we'll go ahead and play those right now.
Blah, blah, blah. Thanks, man.
Norma's energy, which just bounced off of the charts, the Bartometer just loves the blah, blah, blah drop because you can play it at any time. And thanks, man, works for a variety of reasons as well. So Norma from Iowa making the Bartometer. Let's see who's next. And again, we are doing the best collection of drops from callers that provided multiple drops. So no one-offs here. In your top three, who can possibly leave out Greg from Michigan on any list that involves callers?
Upset.
But Greg, only at number three. So who are going to be the two people ahead of them? But Greg, a content machine galore when it comes to drops. I got too many to play from, so we're just going to bang them all in one succession right now.
Yo!
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
We're off the shizzle. 6 inches to the left. 6 inches to the right, and they go in.
I feel them.
And, of course, two of his classic trademarks.
Oh, my God.
And finally.
Go for your dreams.
Yeah.
There is no Greg from Michigan / Mr. Positive call complete without a go for your dreams.
Go for your dreams.
But somehow Greg can only be at number three. So, Bartometer, who is number two?
I got no idea.
Well, you might in 2 seconds when I drop this hint. This person is an absolute train wreck. Every time he calls, my stomach turns. Because we don't know what we're going to get, but we do know what we're going to get. It's usually incoherent, nonsensical nonsense.
Terrible.
And that's Barry from Boston. Greg... He puts in the effort, tries to do a good call, wants to spread positivity. Barry from Boston is, and I'm trying to put this in nicely, is a pathological liar. He said he was going to go to Brazil for the Packers-Eagles game a couple years ago. He wanted to pay for Shep and Bart to go to Brazil with him. And then, I don't believe
I did not think the show would even make it 2 years when we were talking about that every night.
Yeah, so it was an awful payoff because then we never heard from him. In fact, this whole thing predated me. It was actually in the Shep era of the Bart Winkler show. But Barry, with my time being here, went ahead and just provided some drops as well. We'll go ahead and play them.
It was awesome.
Everything is awesome. Or if it's not awesome, it's
terrible. Oh, God.
And the following collection of things were just absolute one-offs that perfectly encapsulates what Barry is.
Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-P-I. Intermission, no, I cannot even start.
Barry Bird.
And finally.
What's that?
What's that drop? I played that one to the ground a couple of times.
What's that?
It works on so many levels. But Barry still only made it to number two.
You're a really good producer, but.
But?
Where was this kind of stuff?
Go screw. All right, it's the last show. And finally, Bartometer, can you be so kind to provide who the hell beat Barry? Who beat Greg? Norma, Teresa, Billy Ray, David Calgary, Lou in Rochester. Who is your number one collection of drops provided by a caller?
Suspense is killing me.
Dare I say, friend of the show, ? We have had some times with this caller. This caller has been upset when he can't get through to the lines. There's just nothing we can do. People want to talk to us. We are very popular. And probably in my opinion, I think I would have him a little bit lower on the list. But the Bartometer appreciates the quality and the variety of drops provided by Emily in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Noted Chiefs fan who provided these two drops along with some other hilarious things. Emily is a bubbly person. I've come to know her talking behind the scenes. She's great. I believe she's a Uber or Lyft or driver. I'm being loose because neither of them sponsor us, but she does some kind of ride sharing stuff.
Uber did sponsor us.
They didn't sponsor us lately because we would be on the air. She also provided some of the.
I think that was the problem.
She also provided some of the following drops here.
Yes. Uh huh.
These three together might be some of my favorites.
Put it in your mouth. It's all about sucking. Pull off the meat.
And one of the funniest brain farts of all time.
What the hell is his name?
So Emily in San Diego, according to the Bartometer, number one on our list of callers who have provided multiple drops. So to recap, we had Lou in Rochester at 8. Dave in Calgary at 7. Billy Ray from Oceanside, California at 6. Teresa in Alabama at 5. Norma in Iowa at 4. Greg in Michigan for 3. Barry in Boston at 2. And our number one caller to provide multiple drops, Emily in San Diego. Bartometer, you did a great job. We do need to get to some real callers who will not be able to provide any drops because we're not going to be here after tomorrow. But well done. You've earned your rest.
What are you going to do with all these drops? Can you, send them to me? Can I just, put them together?
So, I'm an absolute dodo brain. I actually took out my hard drive because I want to take my drops, my music. I put a lot of time and effort into this folder. So, I was going to bring all of this stuff with me. I forgot the hard drive. So, I'm actually going to reach out to the management and the powers that be and, hey, do you want to just give me an extra, anchor shift? I'm not coming in here to run the damn board at all. Give me an anchor shift. I'm sure you need something the day after Christmas. Nobody wants to work it. So I can come in with my hard drive and just get all the stuff. I don't want to come over here for just that. But I'm not leaving this stuff.
Very good. I would have said Greg and Barry in a 1-2 combo, Billy third. And I thought Robert might be on the list.
Unfortunately, Robert only had... he had two drops, but one of them had you in it. So
The phone one?
Yeah. So it didn't really qualify for the Bartometer's list.
All right. 888-710. Very good. Very well done, Carlos, and the Barto thing. 888-710-4476. Do you need more time? You got another thing? Are we doing that?
Oh, what do you mean? I'm always ready, of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Coach I would most trust to babysit my young son is Sean McVay. He'd come in there, he'd open the door, he'd say, all right, Mr. and Mrs. Winkler, I think this is going to be a great time. You guys have a great night. You worry about nothing. I don't even need to know the name of the restaurant you're at. Everything's going to be just fine here. All right, little man, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some coloring. We're going to do some Legos. We're going to build some blocks. We're going to watch maybe just a little bit of TV, but not too much. I understand that you like that as a young son. If you're going to have some screen time, I'd like it to be on your tablet where there's at least an educational game. Then we are going to do math. Then I'm going to teach you geometry. If we have time, I'll teach you some trigonometry. We're going to try to learn everything. Hey, have you ever heard about these ancient wars in Rome and how it expanded and then eventually fell? We're going to go through at least the first half of that. And if I ever babysit again, then we'll go over the falling of Rome. We're going to get everything done. I noticed your mom when she left, she saw a stain over on the kitchen floor. We're going to get that cleaned up. And then we're going to get the windows cleaned up. We're going to do all this. We don't have a lot of time. Please hurry up. We got to get this done. This is going to be a great night. Oh, I love it so much. I can't wait to be your babysitter. Sean McVay.
This is the Bart Winkler Show. It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti alongside. We will get back to you guys momentarily. 888-710-4476. An eye on the Seahawks and Rams. 30-30 with about 30 seconds to go. We could be headed to overtime. The beginning of the Bart Winkler Show, the short little 2 years we had together, I would say David Shepard alongside.
And Jacob Mizikowski.
Longtime Infinity Sports Network voice. He's alongside once again. Shep, good to talk to you, buddy. What's happening?
Always good to hear from you, buddy.
I don't sound that high. I really don't. I don't.
You came strong.
Do Winkler. One air check, Shep. One air check. One time.
Bart Winkler, first of all, honored to be on your last show. I hope everybody knows that's listening. Well, first of all, I got to say this. Carlos on the drops, Carlos on the back and forth with you. The chemistry is off the charts. It is radio gold. There has not been one segment I have paid attention to in the Carlos Ortiz era where I haven't been wanting to listen to more. And that's saying
he never
something
stopped coming.
He didn't. You guys don't stop coming. And the truth is, like, when you work in radio, you want to get away from radio. But the fact that when I listen to you guys, I don't want to get away from it. That says all you need to know about the quality of your show. I don't know how many other people Marco would show up for sounding the way he does. He makes Doc Rivers sound as if he's Dan Patrick. That just goes to show you how much respect Marco has for you, Bart. And the one thing I also want to say is you find out a lot about people when bad news goes down and blank hits the fan. And to see how much you have supported so many people who have made announcements on social media, to see how you have gone to bat for Carlos, Ack, so many other countless people at the Infinity Sports Network while all this is happening to you, and you have one of the better shows in all of America when it comes to sports talk radio, and instead of you being bitter, you're going out of your way to really put out there for your friends what they should be doing.
You didn't hear the end of the show yet, Chef. You haven't heard the very end of the show yet.
Okay. Yeah. But I say all this to say, you know you're on the front nine, not the back nine, when it comes to your career. And as I tweeted to you, because your tweets are hilarious, by the way, and they were flooding my timeline, so I had to respond to a couple of them. And everybody knows that you are one of the more talented people in this industry. You are one of the more genuinely good guys in this industry. And talent always seems to find its way to the top. Now, it doesn't mean that it happens on your timeline. But I will bet anything I have in my pocket, in my life, that you will be in radio again. And you will be doing it at an extremely high level. And I can also say, and I'll never forget this about you, Bart. I wanted your show 2 years ago.
You did?
I don't think I... Yeah, I know. I don't think I
did. Wow, I had no idea.
for your audience paying attention right now, I was a finalist for that role, and Bart Winkler got it. And I was so upset. I couldn't believe it.
I had been with the network for nine years
at that point. I'd hosted for three. And it was for any other duo. The fact that that person was a finalist not only doesn't get the job, but then has to produce for the guy that got the job. That could have gone sideways in a second. But it's a testament.
Yeah, what do you could have?
It could have. But it is a testament to how easy it was to work with and for you. It's a testament to who you are, how gracious and classy you were about everything. And it really goes to show, like, anybody that is listening to this that happens to be a PD in radio, that happens to be an executive, you will not find an easier host to work with nor program for than Bart Winkler. And that's why it was an easy, seamless transition for me. And even though I wanted to host every single day, I could step back because I knew if anyone were to do it but me, I'm glad it was you, Bart. And thank you for being such a class act throughout. Thank you for being so easy to work with. And I also learned from you, too. The way you're serious but edgy at the same time, that everyone knows you got a heart of gold, everyone knows you carry that Midwest work ethic. You were one of the big difference makers in the history of our network. I learn from you every single night. I still learn from you when I listen to your show. And I find myself listening to your show every night the past month. And I know I'm not alone. So I just want to say, man, when you come to New York, you, Carlos, Marco, you know, whomever, we got to get together. Have me on the Winklerverse anytime you want. And we're going to stay in touch, man. This is not the end. And the last thing I'll say, Bart, I don't know how you feel about this. I was running this by Carlos. Man, we have this great platform. Why aren't we all getting together and putting this on YouTube or just continuing the YouTube channel?
Oh, I got an answer for that, because then we're not going to get paid.
No, but Bart, you're telling me you, me, Gelb, Ryder, Carlos, Marco, Maggie Perloff, JR, you're telling me, and there's so many more people, that the audience we're going to bring in?
Shit, we're not good enough for Westwood One. You think we're going to be good enough for YouTube? YouTube, Bart, just got the Academy Awards, Bart, bro.
Bart, can we be on? Okay, can I be transparent on your show? Can I go here about Westwood One?
Sure.
Okay. Let's be honest about the situation, okay? I wish them nothing but the best. I'm hoping for all the success for all the hosts. My hunch is they had a really, really good idea of who they wanted and where they wanted those individuals for quite some time. No matter how great your show was, they had in mind who they wanted, and that's okay. That's their prerogative. It has nothing to do.
They told me they had at least 8 or 9 people in front of me.
Okay, and Bart, my question for you would be,
I don't want to talk about this. When they made that statement, get off my show.
When they made that statement, did they at all take the proper due diligence and time to listen to what you did?
So no, I don't think the guy knows who I am. No.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with the quality of your show. To their prerogative, they wanted to go with people they were familiar with, that they had relationships with, and they had every right to do that. But in no way, shape, or form is that an indicator nor a measure of how great the Bart Winkler show is.
Why don't you just, instead of calling me, why don't you just go to therapy?
Well, I don't know. Is this a therapy session? I was more calling to congratulate you.
Hey, you know how this works. I have to let you go.
Okay. Well, Bart, congratulations and continued success. And I can't wait for what's next for you, brother.
I do, but I'm going to cut myself off to cut myself off. I know that was very hard in the beginning. I did feel bad, not bad enough to not take the job, of course. And, you know, that's the situation that a lot of people are going to be in now. And I do wish them well. I really, truly do. But one thing that I was grateful of with you was that you were such an established voice that I knew you could help usher me to people that did not know me. And I thank you for that.
Well, you were going to do it on your own regardless, Bart, but it was my pleasure. And you're a friend of mine. You're definitely a teammate of mine. And that's never going to change, brother. So love you, man. Continued success. And Westwood One, wish you guys nothing but the best. And Bart Winkler, I wish you even more, but nothing but the best.
David Shepard, ladies and gentlemen, longtime Infinity Sports Network host. And I appreciate him being on the show. And I do. The Bart Winkler show started with Shep. And then we offered the job to Stu, and he turned it down, so we hired Carlos. Good, because I was talking crap about you. I know you told me that in my ear, but... All right, let's get an update. Here is Marco Belletti. What's up, Bart? What's up, Lee? What's up, David in Buffalo. As, by the way, the game's still going on. It's 37-30. Rams scored a touchdown, so the Seahawks need to match in overtime. What's up, David?
Hey, Bart. Appreciate taking my call tonight, man. Dude, it was awesome to come on your show, talk sports with you. You know, best of luck to you and Carlos. If you guys, first off, if you guys ever need a reference or anyone to help you out, I'm here for you. Shout out to everyone on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Bart Winkler would be a great addition to the lineup over there. Man, I can just see you know, being the lead-in to Patrick Maher, be the guy after Mad Dog. Hey, if they need an overnight guy, be the lead-in to DA and Babchuk. Bart Winkler, Carlos with a K, that'd be a great fit on Mad Dog.
Well, I mean, if I get another job, I'd rather stay away from overnights. But beggars can't be choosers.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing, man. If you're on SiriusXM with Mad Dog, dude, that'd be a pretty sweet gig. But I'll just put it this way, man. Few things here, dude. I hope this is the year the Bills finally do it and win it all. But I just don't trust McDermott. You know, I'm glad the Sabres finally made a move getting rid of Kevin Adams as a GM. Can't be much worse than what they've been. And let's hope Scottie Scheffler wins the career Grand Slam next year at Shinnecock. That's all I really got for you, man. Love calling into the show. I'll stay in touch with you on YouTube and, always entertained by you guys. And, you know, as far as the new Westwood One lineup goes, it kind of reminds me of the invasion storyline back in 2001 in WWE. Not really interested. Jim Rome is trying to play the heel Stone Cold Steve Austin angle. Didn't really get over that well. Maybe Phil Mickelson with Liv Golf. That's what more, a better fit for him. But anyways, thanks for the time, buddy. Really enjoyed it. And hey, Chris Olivero, I got two words for you. Oh, suck God. It.
Thanks, David.
Wow. David dropping in plenty of WWE references.
You know, Dave.
I hope Chris is not listening and I had a good meeting with him today.
Well, yeah. Well,
I and I'm not dumping it, so.
Yeah. I don't.
The invasion storyline, that's so good.
Well, then, though, David, he's called, he's like broke down golf, he's broke down hockey, and
David knows puck. He knows ball.
He's so polite, and he's throwing some shots.
He literally came in with the CM Punk pipe bomb today. He's like, nope, you know, I'm going scorched earth.
If there's any caller that I thought would do it, I didn't think it'd be David.
Oh, no, I'm fearful for that Barry and Boston call.
Oh, yeah, well, he's probably already got cold. Or he's. I was watching the game, the Seahawks. Who cares about the Cowboys?
Who cares about the Cowboys? It was awesome.
If we don't get Barry tonight, that's fine. I'll call into the show as Barry.
To it's going to be very tough because the lines are jam packed. Although I do see Greg in Michigan trying to call, so you know there's that's called a tease. Greggy.
Well, we also got to talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, what's up, my man?
Hey, bud. Thanks. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just want to take a few seconds and really thank you for the last few years and how you've affected me. But before your show came on, I had a little life situation where my marriage mate of 25 years did something selfish, and I went from a man who had zero anxiety to a man where anxiety was just consuming me. And the way you had empathy and understanding and you could relate to the callers. There's no other show I could have ever called and talked like this except for yours. And so I appreciate that so much. And also, I thank you for making me laugh in a time that was so dark in my life. I was laughing every single night. And most importantly of all, what you did for me is you, in those 4 hours, you got my mind really thinking about other things. And it really got me through. And in a month, I'll be no longer legally tied to this person. And so you got me through, and I really thank you for that. And that's why my phone calls were only 30 seconds, because my anxiety would never let me go any longer.
I see somebody for that. I'm on a pill. I think I took it last night. The weird thing about that is because I got on an anxiety pill. And then I just stopped taking it. And then they're like, why did you stop taking it? I go, I don't know. But I just, and then, I don't know. I think, like, it is important to talk about. It is important. to talk to somebody, even if that somebody's not a, you know, a even if that somebody's me, just to talk it out, I think. And that's one thing that worries me about where we're headed as a, you know, society. And I've talked about AI a lot and I've ripped on it, but I don't know. I do think that we're headed down a dark path. I also think that we will retreat at some point, where we will retreat and we will say, okay, we want more human things. We want more interaction. That, I think, is something that radio provides, is because I like Eric, we were just talking and, you know, we're strangers. We're on this platform, but we are strangers. But we've talked enough that, you know, there's a comfort level there. And I think that that's something that I hope continues for you guys in other platforms. I hope you can find that. It doesn't have to be radio, but somewhere else. I hope I can find that somewhere else. And I appreciate you saying all that stuff. Very nice, and I've always enjoyed talking to you as well, so thank you for getting in tonight.
Okay, no problem. I just got one thought on Tua real quick. It's a good for
you. You
got to
get the Tua thought out there, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I was thinking, since J.J. McCarthy is so terrible this year, you know, Waller for the Miami Dolphins, he kind of, you know, they need a tight end, so I was thinking maybe they trade Tua for Hockenson, because who wouldn't love a hot Tua trade? Everybody would love that.
Where did she go? What happened to her?
I don't know, but I had to just throw that in for your finale. I thought that was pretty
cool. I liked it. There it is. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you.
Love you, Bart.
Love you, buddy. Eric in Texas.
Puck to it.
I'm going to hold all things show here. We're going to have a timeout. Seahawks are going to go for two. So the Seahawks tied in overtime, and they're going to go for two.
Asking you shall receive. I needed that Jaxon Smith-Njigba touchdown in the worst way. I needed it like air in my lungs.
Oh, yeah. One of my buddies sent a text at halftime, started JSN and Parkinson. I don't think Parkinson did anything.
No, I don't think Parkinson did much either, because I got a guy who's also in the semifinals on the other side. He has gotten a whopping 21 yards on two catches.
Remember when I talked about the word catastrophe? What's, God, I can't even say it. Catastrophizing, catastrophizing?
I didn't realize either of those was a semblance of a word.
So it's a word that represents, like, because a lot of people that will see someone for anxiety or something, they're worrying about these things that never end up happening, like big grandeur things, like, you know, worried about where AI is taking us or where society is.
Oh, yeah, doom prophets.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much like that. And a lot of the stuff that I talk about never happens, which is good. And I saw this study today that 91.4% of worries experienced by people with anxiety never come true. And then someone goes, so that leaves 8.6% of my worries that are going to come true. I think that makes me more anxious than ever.
Yeah, the math ain't mathin'.
I thought that was funny. Seahawks go for two and they get the two.
Oh, I should have picked up A.J. Barner.
Seahawks play for the win and they get the win.
Incredible game.
Any other night, we would talk about this a lot.
Seriously, what a great game on the worst timing.
Great game, NFC West, like what it means for the playoffs, what it means for the division, what it means for Sam Darnold, what it means for Matt Stafford, what it means for the MVP race. Pat Boyle's coming up in a couple of hours. He'll have a great breakdown of the game.
Oh, yeah. He's all in on sports.
We're going to take calls and celebrate ourselves. Sorry. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.